Good morning. Welcome to the Ray of Hope Christian Church Prayer Call. I'm Reverend Jabari Butler, and I am honored to lead you in this time of prayer. John 15:5 reminds us that I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. And Ephesians 6:10 says, finally be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And last, Genesis 1:26-27. God said, let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind, humankind, in God's own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. All I want to simply share with you today is that the key to our life is living in the purpose of God. And to live in the purpose of God, there are a few things that we need to think about, because along the way are going to be setbacks. There are going to be trials. There are going to be things and people and circumstances that may come our way that may try to discourage us, may try to make us feel like we can't make it to the next day, may want to make us give up and throw in the towel. But God has another way. God has another plan for our life. And so God reminds us to abide in Christ. Because when I do that, when I abide in Christ, I know that my faith and my encouragement comes from a relationship with Jesus the Christ. And when I do that, I'm praying and meditating to abide and be like Christ. And when I'm doing that, I'm operating in the purpose of God. Another way that I'm doing this is I'm being strong in the Lord. What does that mean, to be strong in the Lord? That means to understand that I want to depend on God. Dependence for us is power for the Christian. That's different for the world. The world says, no, depend on your thinking. Depend on ChatGPT. Depend on all these things that are going to make you more powerful and stronger and all this. Depend on God. Ultimately, for the circumstances to help me deal with the day-to-day life, to help me understand and learn about what God has for my life. When I depend on God more so than my own abilities, guess what? My way is paved for greatness. The other thing is that we want to be ready for warfare, spiritual warfare. That means having the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness and having the shield of faith or shoes the gospel of peace. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and having the helmet of salvation, having these things help me to be resilient in my faith in God. And then we want to understand ultimately that our purpose is tied up in the image of God, meaning God made us all in God's own image. So I would treat somebody different if I know that that person was also made in the image of God. So I'm going to treat somebody right. If I understand that God loved me first, that love comes from God, I will be moved to treat somebody else right, because there's God in that person as well. There's hope in that person. There's a future in that person. There's a purpose. Just like I have a purpose, you have a purpose, and other people have purposes. So it helps us to treat each other right if I understand that God is in them too. God created them as well. So as we understand how we operate as people, we operate people who are focused and dependent on God, we abide in Christ, but when we do that, we put ourselves in a position to walk in the purpose and destiny for our life. So with that, let us pray. Let us pray for guidance and revelation. Mighty and gracious God, we thank you at this hour. We thank you for this moment, God. Thank you, Lord God, for one, showing us, oh God, that we can do nothing of eternal value apart from abiding in your Son, Jesus the Christ. And so, God, I thank you now that even as we're here, God, there are some who are challenged, some, God, who do not know the answer for tomorrow, some who are struggling right now mentally, physically, financially, psychologically, oh God. But, God, we know that we can depend on you and depend on your word. We will have the answers that we need. We will have the grace that you've given us, the mercy that you give us each and every day with our breath that we have, that you give us, we realize that it's because you said yes, God. And so in turn, God, turn our hearts towards you. Turn our minds and our thoughts towards you so that we're operating in harmony with your spirit. Help us, oh God, to be guided, oh God. Guide us along this pathway, oh God. God, I pray for revelation right now, Lord God. Revelation of purpose, revelation of destiny. Somebody is not clear about who they are or what they need to be. God, help us to know that as we spend time or invest time with you, that we learn more about ourselves as we learn more about you, because you are our maker and you made us in your image, and in your image is love, and in your image is strength and faith and courage and purpose and power. God, help us, oh God, to realize those aspects of you, God. God, we are praying, Lord God, that we stand in anticipation of what you're going to do today and tomorrow and the next day, God. Because we know that we can fully depend on you. And when we depend on you, we have power. We have power, real, long-lasting power. Not power to just overcome, but power, God, to bless. Power, oh God, to empower others. Power, oh God, to love courageously, oh God. Power, oh God, to accept people as they are right where they are, starting with ourselves. So God, we come to you humbly as we know how, God. Gird us up on all sides, oh God. Help us to increase our faith, oh God, and our dependence on you. God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, that as we continue, oh God, to abide in your Son. God, help us, oh God, to continue to spread this message, this good message of the gospel that people, oh God, so desperately need in this world. God, we are praying, Lord God, for encouragement, Lord God, for the day and the days ahead. Although there are challenges and darkness on one side, oh God, thank you, God, that you're using us to bring the light, oh God. You're using us, oh God, to bring the light of Christ. So God, I pray right now, Lord God, that no one would give up, but that they would turn around in you. And the only thing that we give up, oh God, is our understanding of limitations, oh God, because there's nothing impossible without you. Nothing, oh God. Nothing is impossible. So I thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, that as we hold to your unchanging hand, God, change our hearts, our mind, our spirit. Help us to move towards you, oh God. Everything is possible with you. Without you, nothing is possible. So God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you are continuing to bless us, to mold us, to shape us like your Son, Jesus Christ. And we'll be careful to give you and you alone the praise, the glory, and the honors that you so richly deserve. We love you, we honor you. In Jesus' name we do pray, and amen. Thank you for joining us. I pray that you have a wonderful and blessed and prosperous day. We look forward to having you join us this Sunday for worship at 10 a.m., either in person or via our website at rayofhope.org, on Facebook Live, or on YouTube. You may also join us here next Wednesday for prayer. God bless you. Thank you.